Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Lisa, here we are. So I'm excited about doing this show with you today. Hi, how are you? So you and I chatted, just, you know, I know we sound really good on the podcast, I'm hoping, but we do chat about it before we do it. You know, and Lisa has a lot on her heart. I do too. But yeah, you and I chat about it. Somebody asked me, you guys ever talk about it? I go, yeah, they go, well, you sound really good. I was like, well, thank you. Anyway, I said,
well,
any cash? Yeah, right. I told her, I don't have any cash on me. I have to pay later. And she laughed. I laughed.
That's right.
So, yeah, there you go. So we're going to, I know you, we're going to pray at the end of every podcast. We've decided, our live show, we've decided to say a prayer. And so Lisa's going to close the show with that. And I'm going to open it with talking about what we're going to talk about today. And it's being the change you want to see and the angels who help you with that. Can you believe it? You have angels to help you with it. And you always have God and Jeshua and Mr. Holy or Holy Spirit, whatever you prefer. And all your angels and your guides over there too as well in Heavenland. So being the change you want to see, because I know I want to throw an idea out at you, Lisa, because I got this when I was meditating right before we started the show. People want to beat it in people about being the change you want to see and having all the riots that we've seen in the past now, or, you know, or the arguments, you know, whether it's arguments on TV or arguments in the newspaper or wherever, or arguments between people. So we all want happiness and peace, right? Global peace. Wouldn't that be great, right? You know?
Ideally, yes.
So do we fight for peace? That seems like an oxymoron. Jumbo shrimp, right?
Jumbo shrimp, right.
You know, so be the change you want to see. I think that you get it with P and peaceful. Who's that dude that was really big in the peace? Was Gandhi, right? Yogi, Gandhi, mm-hmm. Gandhi, Jesus. Of course, when Jesus got mad a couple times, he meant it, and you saw that, like when he was in the temple. You know, yeah. And I don't think angels really get mad at you, but being the change you want to see, one of the things I just want to bring up is, do you have to fight for that? Do you do peaceful fighting? Do you scream and yell? Do you draw guns? What's your thoughts on that? Right? And then people say, well, I want to see this person. Right? You know, and it's usually
right.
Politicians. Right? But that doesn't work. I'm teasing, by the way.
You
go ahead.
Honestly, you know, that old saying of actions speak louder than words.
Right.
And I do believe that for things to change, for people to change, it's what we do as a person, not always what we say. And I, you know, that's just me. I do believe that, you know, when somebody's passionate about something, or, you know, a particular stance or a particular, you know, movement, or, you know, even if it's, you know, something that you eat, you know, whatever the case might be, I think that what helps make the change more solid, what helps make the change more meaningful, is if the action is taken toward it. So it's one thing for me to sit here and say, you know what, I believe for people to have a healthier lifestyle, they need to do X, Y, and Z. Well, that's one thing for me to say. It's another thing to do.
Right.
So my husband and I were just talking over the weekend, and, you know, we're not bad eaters, but, you know, we have our, you know, splurges every once in a while. We're certainly not, you know, a clean eating couple 7 days a week. But I had mentioned to him that I think that we need to start incorporating more of a, quote, clean eating diet more often during the week than we have in the past. Well, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually do it. So we're like, okay, let's make a grocery list. Let's go get, you know, X, Y, and Z foods. You know, let's, you know, cut out X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever that might be. So, again, I think it goes back to whatever you as a person needs to see changed, we need to take the action and not just speak it.
That's good. I'm going to tell you something. I've had a couple lessons recently with arguing and trying to prove a point with somebody. And God has really worked with my heart, and the angels are working with my heart too as well. And so I go, well, peace starts with me, right? Peace starts with you. And it's not about being quiet because you're afraid of stirring people up. It's like, okay, show me what to say. Show me what to do. Because I'll tell you, I have a little bit of a edge to me. I know you do as well, right? So we want to be the change we want to see in people and in our culture. And so I recognize that, and I go, okay, how can I do that? So one of the things I said is, okay, there's angels out there, by the way, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, Mr. Holy, however you say it, but there's also Archangel Shamuel. Believe it or not, he is the soulmate relationship, and he would be about global peace, because how many couples argue? Just saying. So anyway, because he's a soulmate angel. But our Archangel Shamuel, he brings about global peace. And I always used to make a joke that if people would sleep with pyramids under their bed, they'd probably be more peaceful. And then put a Bible in the pyramid, they'd definitely be more peaceful, maybe, right? And I'm teasing a little bit, but yeah, you know, Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel, he is all about global peace. But you know, we can talk about what's going on in other parts of the world or cities or whatever, but we got to have peace within ourselves. And Archangel Michael helps us figure that out and being disciplined, okay, with ourselves. And I think that sometimes, I don't know if you do this, but I get super upset at times. And I go, okay, I need to handle this better. I need to be the change I want to see in someone else, right? Because, you know, we can argue, we can fight, and that's not going to help. It rarely ever does,
I agree.
Right? You
I
know,
agree.
So.
I agree.
So what
and,
do
you
do?
Know, there have been times. Right, and from in my life, as you know, there have been times when I felt like I was being completely attacked. It unfortunately was over politics, and you know, I finally had to throw up my hands and say, you know what, I respect your point of view. Please respect mine. And I can't tell you how many nights and how many days I would just pray, because I pray throughout the day at time. I mean, I have my quiet meditation, don't get me wrong, but throughout the day, I was just constantly saying, Archangel Michael, you are my protector. Please protect my heart and my soul and my mental health from the negative that is coming at me. Because, you know, like you, yes, we both have an edge to us. At the same time, though, I truly believe that our loved ones in heaven land and that our guardian angels and our spirit guides are there with us, helping us through those times. So when you were referring to, you know, this argument that you had with another individual, you know, at some point in time, I'm sure you did as I do, felt like this wave of comfort come over you that's just like, you know what? We're going to agree to disagree. I value what you say. Please respect what I say. And we have to rely on our angels to keep that shield up and to protect us.
Yep, that's true. We have to rely on angels. All of heaven land, we got a lot of talent over there. I mean, how many people can say they know the big creator, right? Personally, you and I can. A lot of other people can. And I think that
right. It's
got trust and faith. And believing in herself is really key here, because sometimes we swallow things because, well, who am I to say this, or who am I to ask this, or who am I to, you know, teach this? Well, I feel like believing in yourself is really key, because if you believe in you, then you're not going to have any doubt about truth that you stand for. And believing in yourself, okay, I think that's huge right there. Archangel Shamuel helps bring global peace, and you can do it on a daily level every day for yourself by observing things rather than feeling them, right? And getting angry about them, because I can get angry in a New York second. I'm going to tell you, as I've said this before to you, Lisa, I am the only good driver on 95 when it comes to driving. Just kidding. But.
I hear you. I believe that.
You jaywalkers. I live in Miami Beach. There are so many jaywalkers down here. And I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, and I said, just help me drive safe, right? And keep them safe. Keep myself safe. Keep everybody around me safe. And so they start little things like that. Discipline, be the change you want to see with yourself. You know, every morning I get up and make my bed, you know, and that's a discipline. You know, Michael, Archangel Michael helps you with discipline. He really does, right? God helps you with discipline. Jesus helps you. But the angels are there, too, for you for that. The other thing that I also know Michael does is that he hears your thoughts, hears your prayers, and he says, okay, let me help you out here. And all you have to do is ask, and he'll give you an answer. And sometimes I think it's a little bit easier for people to start with the angels, don't you, to help them. And, you know, and Michael will help you believe in yourself. Shambuel will give you global peace. And when you get global peace, that means, wow, maybe I'm a little bit more peaceful. And I think we are, you know. And prayer and meditation, I think that's always key, right? What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, I don't disagree with not one thing you just said, Cherie, but as you're talking about peace within, the first thing that came to my mind was the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me, if you're familiar with that song. So,
yeah, how about
you know,
Man in the Mirror
remember,
by Michael Jackson?
You know, I remember singing that song and when I grew up Catholic in Mass, and they would sing that song often. And it never really resonated with me until obviously I got older. But you are so spot on when you say that that peace has to come within you. And like we said in the past, you know, hurt people. So until you've got that peace within you, can you be that better person? Can you be that higher good? And I honestly believe asking for that protection from our archangels and our spirit guides makes a huge difference. I know I have experienced it. You've experienced it. I have physically felt that comfort, which I never thought in a million years I would, considering what I've been going through these past few years. Yeah. But I really have reached out to Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, you know, for guidance, for protection, for shielding, for strength. It's made a huge difference in my life. So, I just hope for everybody that's, you know, in our Angel Coaches family that's listening, excuse me, that you do, you know, take a few moments every day and rely on your archangels to protect you and give you the strength that you need to be that higher person and to be that good person that makes the choices and sets the example and does versus speak.
That's a very good point right there. I also know this without a shadow of a doubt, that we come into this world learning how to argue and fight. You know, unfortunately or fortunately, you know, sometimes we get it from our siblings, our parents, you know, and because we got to prove a point, right? And then we get afraid. Well, you know, God said he'd help me, but I'm not hearing God or seeing God or anything. I promise you. And, you know, I this morning, and I'll give you this, I was sitting there, I was like, you know, I said, great, God, how are you going to help me? This didn't go well today when I was having a conversation or yesterday. God said, I got this covered. If you just be quiet and just listen, I might help you. I said, well, that's a little harsh, but okay. So, you know, I'm teasing about that. But, you know, even when God and Jesus and angels, Michael, he is amazing and wonderful and super cute, I think, or handsome. And Shambuel, I love Shambuel, right? But they're there for to help us. But when we ask for help, sometimes we think, well, they're not listening to me. Maybe I need to speak louder. You know, you don't. But they're working on the other side, you know, in Heavenland and working with you and working with everything that you need to get this in place. And it's just not time yet, you know.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Yeah, it's not time. I mean, they're working. You just don't see it yet. But I promise you they are. And maybe one of the lessons that we're learning, I know myself, is that just to have faith, right, and be patient, right? Don't ask for more patience. I've told you guys this. I'll tell you again and again and again. Listen, you know this. If you ask for more patience, it's not agrabadabra or whatever, however you say that, and God zaps you with the magic wand. It's like, you want more patience? Great. I'll give you more situations where you can learn to be more patient. Don't do that.
Exactly.
You know?
You are so right. So right. And I think that's one thing that I've had to learn, you know, through the years, you know, most recently, and that is patience, because I'm learning as I'm reading and doing, you know, self-evaluations, that God listens to us. The angels listen to us. They listen to every single message that, and every single thought we have. At the same time, what we think needs to happen now isn't when it's supposed to happen. And that's been a big, big challenge for me, because I'm like, I want to see it now. I don't believe you're listening to me. You know, I started to doubt things. But again, the more I've read, the more I've understood, and the deeper my faith has become, that
right.
it's wow. when it's supposed to happen, not when I want it to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, I like doing things with humor, Lisa, and you know that. So I think, and I'm thanking God, I said, so thank you so much that I did not get married to this person. This is my first love. And I fell in love a little late in life, okay? I mean, I was in my early 20s, but really that committed kind of love where you could spend the rest of your life. And I'm so glad that that did not happen. I would be one miserable puppy if that, or a person if that happened, right? So God always knows best, really. And the angels always know best, right? They're always look at the angels as like the arms of God. You know, Archangel Michael, he has got your back. He has that sword. That sword is a sword of truth. You say, okay, show me the truth. Well, maybe is it really like this or really? No, he just showed you the truth. God showed you the truth, whatever. But you got to be willing to look at the truth. That can be super hard. And being the change you want to see, that is so hard, right? And do you get scared? Sometimes I get a little nervous and scared. Do you ever get scared?
Oh, that's an understatement. Yes, I get scared. I really do get scared, because it's a patience thing, like you've said, and I'm learning patience. But as a human being, like when you think about us as a human and the emotions that we have and, you know, things that we see or things that we hear, it's like, I want to go fix that right now. Or I need to fix that. I need to take responsibility for it when it's not up to me. You know, this is where we have to sit back and reflect on us and say, for us to be at that higher good and for us to have that support from those in heavenly land and our angels, we have to let that situation play out and unfold based on what they know is right and what they know is timing, not what I know is right and what I know is timing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's so, so true. And it sounds great, easy when we're saying it, but I have an appointment on... Yeah. I have an appointment Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. East Coast time, and I'm a little nervous about it, a little scared, because my first reaction to it is just to jump in and clean the house, right? And I could do that, but then I go, no, what is this person feeling? And so I said, show me what this person is feeling. And, and I got it, right? Observe it, not felt it. And always ask to observe things. Don't ask to feel it, because that's just not fun. And I remember that this morning when I woke up, and I'm still nervous, but I know God's got it covered, and the angels do, and all of heaven land does. But one of the things that I struggle with is, you know, being the change I want to see is, like, I'd like people to be all calm, including myself. And unfortunately or fortunately, we learn by contrast. We know what calm is because we have not calm. And so I'm really praying, and, you know, anybody's listening now or later, please pray for me, because I've got a big old meeting on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And I'm a little nervous, but not about the outcome, but about making sure I keep my cool. And because I usually do not get mad or anything. I'm pretty chill. I really am. And but I want it to go well. And I, as I'm saying this, I feel better about it. And I just heard God and the angels say, you made our heart smile. Oh, thank you. Wow.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, God's heart smile. And the angel's heart smile, right? So I'm sorry, Lisa, because I was just thinking, God just said that to me and the angels did. Would now be a bad time to ask for a boyfriend? I'm sorry.
you know, Tariq, if that person is coming, it's just not the right time.
Yeah, right. We just talked about that, didn't we? Anyway, sorry. But you know, I know God's got my back and my front and the angels do, because I love Archangel Michael and Shemuel, soulmate, keeper, and help strengthening and making that happen, and also responsible for global peace. And I think he helped people get stronger in you know, their soulmate relationships, you know, with a man and whoever, two lovers, however you see that. Then he is definitely good at global peace, because it starts at home first. How cool is that, right? You know,
yep.
And Michael carrying the sword of truth and helping you with courage and strength. Oh my goodness. And helping you make decisions. I think decisions sometimes it kills us a lot in our, you know, and you got to make a decision. And I say, I'm going to make a decision today to be peaceful, to be okay, and to really take God into my heart. And then I just heard an angel say, make sure you do this prayer in the morning, Holy Spirit or Mr. Holy, right? Because he's our buddy, right? And make sure you do the prayers with Michael. Ask him to come. And Shemuel, I was like, yep, I'm not only going to ask them, I'm going to ask anybody who's on duty in heavenly land to help me out here, okay? Because I want this to go well. And I want, you know, you, when someone leaves you or walks away from you, you want them to be able to look back and say, she came from a place of love. And that is so hard. Boy, is that hard,
right?
At times. Don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I completely agree with everything you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. How do you do it? How do you come from love always? Do you ever just want to knock them out? I mean, I got a daughter.
Oh,
they're tough.
Yeah.
They teach a patience.
I do.
They teach a lot.
Yes. I've got two grown boys. There are days when it's really tough, especially with my youngest one. And there's times when I just wanted to come through the phone and say, what the heck are you doing? And, you know, so on and so forth. But honestly, Tari, through our conversations, speaking with you and the angels and my faith, which I lost there for a minute, you know, a hot minute, I lost it, because I really thought, why am I going through this? But then I realized that I needed my faith. You know, that's what was going to help me through it. And so when I'm, you know, faced with those kind of situations, I have learned through experience, and that's how we learn, right? Through experience,
right.
This isn't up to me. This is up to the angels, to God, to Jesus, the Siamese triplets, as you refer to them. I refer to them as the Holy Trinity. This is a bigger issue that I have no control over. And as hard as it is for me to sit back and let things happen, I just have that faith that I trust them with the journey that this particular person is on.
I love that, Sue. I appreciate that. I'm going to ask you this because I know what I feel, but I would like to know your thoughts on it. Do you feel that sometimes, like, you know, I've got to slow down, right? You know, when I'm driving this morning, I said, I'm going to just thank Heavenland for making me patient today while I am watching the Jaywalkers jaywalk. Because I can get annoyed at that. But do you feel like maybe that sometimes we don't see the why this is happening, right? And there's a bigger purpose out there than what we know or what we see, right? What do you think?
I agree, and I think it goes back to what we've been saying all along about our higher selves. You know, we have to be the bigger person. And as hard as that is sometimes, you know, especially with you when you're, you know, your example of the Jaywalkers, you have to be the bigger person, and they have to go. You know, unfortunately, we are dealing with a lot of entitlement in our world these days, and I am just very grateful and blessed that I grew up the way I did and the family that I did and the values that I've learned. And all I can hope is that at some point in time, those values and that respect will expose themselves across the world. And the people that are showing, you know, the entitlement are going to realize, you know, there's more to life than me just jaywalking. You know, I need to start paying attention. And I go through that with other drivers too. You know, like I'll be at a stop sign and somebody will, you know, turn right in front of me as if that I was in the wrong space. And I'm like, wait, this is my lane. You're not supposed to be, you know, turning into my lane. So I really, it's tested my patience. Again, we're human beings. Our patience is going to be tested. But it takes some deep, deep strength. I like to use the analogy of a wishing well, that, you know, you've got that bucket, and that bucket has to go way, 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 way down to get that water to bring it back up. So, you know, we have to know that there is, we have to dig deep sometimes to find that strength, but to know that it's there and to not doubt ourselves, because God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are not going to defy us or let us down.
I agree with you on that 100+%. So the other thing that that I feel, and this is important to you, is that it starts with us, person by person, right? City by city, neighborhood, cities, you know, states, countries. But it starts with us first. And if it's like a movement, like you were talking about, right? So be the change you want to see in prayer, meditation, and also realizing you're never by yourself. And I think that Heavenland has a sense of humor, right? You know, I do know that they do. And, you know, so however you see that. And then also love, you know, it's easy to say love is the biggest key. And I truly believe it is. And, you know, it's easy to show love because I can show you love right now. I love you. You're like a sister from a different mister. But showing love when I've got my meeting on Wednesday morning, right? And, you know, and keeping myself in check. It's hard sometimes to keep ourselves in check. Prayer, meditation, you know, daily, some kind of daily devotion. You use Joyce Myers. I love her, right? You know, I use a lot of things on YouTube, Jim Rohn, which I really appreciate, you know, Tony Robbins, all those people. You know, my dad, he does his podcast. But I think you have to fill your heart, your brain, your feelings with something other than, and I'm not knocking this because I think it's important, but, you know, something other than the news, right? Something other than, you know, you've got to fill your plate with personal development things, right, to help you grow as a person, as a spiritual being, however you see yourself, as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a father, dad, or whatever, don't you think? Kind of, sort of?
Yes. Agree. Absolutely agree with you. Yep. You know, we're human beings. You know, we are going to have our moments. I had a moment over the weekend where I just like cried. And then I'm like, you know what? I got it out, because it was like stuck in my throat. You know, if you've ever had that experience, like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I can't say anything. It's going to make me cry. But, you know, I had to release it. And thank God I have a husband who, I don't know why me, but God gave him to me and I am so beyond blessed, but he was right there, comforting me, helping me through it, you know, going back to making ourselves the best that we can be. We still have to recognize we're human beings. We still have to recognize we have feelings and emotions. And I've said it a million times, we can't stay in that phase. So, you know, do what you need to do. Just please know that we've got a higher power and angels beside us and with us every single day. And if there's a time when we have to cry or break down or scream into a pillow, they're allowing us to do that because we are human beings. So don't be so hard on yourself when you have those moments. Don't stay in that moment. You know, reach for that faith, get that, go to that wishing well, bring that bucket down, go as far as you need to go. It might be further than you expected. But please know that deep down inside, in that wishing well, is the strength that you need to move forward.